Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Super Footy Podcast. There's just a little bit of air of anxiety about that because we are flying solo today. Our producer has gone overseas.
He's in Italy.
Ben, he's obviously cracked it because
Positano, Geelong, not a bad neck of the woods either. I don't know if you boys have been there.
Well, no. He got the memo, Hutto. Speaking of memos, get out of here quick.
Yeah, I am not only hosting this esteemed show, but I'm actually leaning over and pushing the buttons as well, which is a big worry, I've got to say.
That time we gave you something for your cash. Yeah. Bit of work to do.
No, I haven't eaten today, I've just realised. I feel a bit nauseous, so let's just get this over with, boys.
Well, welcome everyone. That's the voice of Mick Warner. Now that Richmond have had two wins in a row, he's going to be unbearable.
He shouldn't be on a hunger strike now. That
have you seen the fixture? They got Gold Coast, Essendon, and Brisbane, and North Melbourne, who are due to drop one.
So you reckon you'll be 7-7, and then with a
7-6, I think, is it? Oh. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think you could work your way up to just to play and lose one final or
what,
not?
What I'm actually thinking about is, because after a lot of the grand finals that you've called, you say things like, back to back to back. I'm wondering what your one on Richmond when they win it this year is going to be.
Imagine it.
This is the greatest. I don't know what you'll say.
A drought breaker doesn't cut it.
It's what would you say, do you think? It's sort of miracle on ice.
I don't think it's probably a problem I've really got at this stage.
Pouring rain in the desert. It'll be something.
Well, maybe it'll be Collingwood because they've turned it all around
a few times turned things around on the weekend. But
tell you what else they turn around, Hutto.
What did they turn around?
Bit of umpiring interpretation.
Bit of reality bites at Carlton.
Yeah, no, forget them. Huh. What about the laws of the game? The interpretation.
I want to know whether you got the memo or not.
I was like
deliberate
rushed. I didn't get it.
I didn't get it. You got it, didn't you?
I've got the memo.
Did you get it?
I've got the memo.
Actually,
the actual memo.
I've got the actual memo.
They do play favourites.
Is this a Super Footy Podcast exclusive?
It's a Super Footy
Podcast exclusive. We haven't had one of those before.
Ever. We've deliberately tried not to have any, but here we go.
So how'd you get it?
Read it. It's from Mark Evans.
Last night, I made some comments, media comments, about deliberate rushed behinds, noting that the discrepancy between what is permissible over the goal line and boundary line has increased since the tightening of the deliberate out-of-bounds interpretation. This will be one of the items raised as part of the law's consultation process later this year. Separate to this, Hayden and Luke are of the view that we have missed a couple of free kicks in the last 2 weeks that should have been paid for deliberate rush behind under the current interpretation. A video of these examples is attached, and we recommend you make your coaching and playing group aware of these examples of missed free kicks. They will also be provided to the umpires in their coaching this week.
I want to ask you
great
guys a question.
For a start, Hutto. I don't know how you got that. But that's
unbelievable.
I mean, he asked and they gave it to him. That's pretty much
is that how you got it?
Oh, I can't tell.
Was
can't
it leaked? It's leaked, it's leaked for sure. Yes. But Roosie obviously only read the first three pars.
Well, Leppard didn't read any of it.
Because he said, I thought it was coming in at the end of the year, Roosie.
Yeah.
Not at quarter time.
So he only read the headline, is that what you're saying, pretty much?
I've got to ask you guys
who's
something.
He's on the
though.
Way out.
So the two instances we had, obviously, Justin Leppich's player, Pierce Hanley, under extreme pressure rushing it at the MCG.
That was ridiculous.
And Lee Spurr that socking it off enough. The ground when Ben Griffiths is probably a metre behind him chasing him. I want to ask you, Mick. They say that they've been lax on the rule. When this rule was at its hottest, can you remember any instance like that where the free kick has been paid against a defender? Like we saw on the weekend. I would argue that has never happened.
No, it's never happened, but the memo came out, Sam.
No, but it's never happened.
Evans didn't say they changed the rule. It just said that
they'll go back.
Rule of the week. Is that what it was?
No, it didn't say rule of
the
week.
Well, it was rule of the week because they said, here's Mick, a memo, we're going to be stricter on this rule.
I hung out with the umpires on Saturday and they emphatically said there was no rule of the week.
Were we cycling? What were you doing?
Umpiring and cycling.
What do you mean you hung out with the umpires?
Well, I spent the day with them at Geelong and Collingwood.
Did you?
And one of the questions I asked them was...
Just to try and improve your image because we called you a nerdy stats man.
Well, is that how you go
about
it?
Because it's not helping.
No, terrific blokes, I'll have you know. And they said absolutely... Umps. Well, Ben Ryan was the Queenslander. He said, I just can't believe when I watch Friday Night Football and they talk about a rule of the week. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But they've just proven a rule of the week. They sent out a memo saying we're going to be tougher on this interpretation.
Anyway, back. We're getting off topic.
That's rule of the week.
No, they didn't say tougher. Well, they said they're going to go back to what they... Make sure...
That's my question. Going to go back. Rule of the week. But I would argue that never happened. That Pierce Hanley one was insane. And Lee Spur, Ben Griffiths is a metre behind him. Now, by definition, both of those defenders were under pressure. Exactly.
Yeah.
So why were they penalised?
Because of the rule of the week. The memo.
Oh, I just can't stand that this...
Well, you're in with the umps now.
I can't stand, like...
Hard game to umpire, isn't it?
What do you actually... what do you think... How should that be interpreted?
Liked the fact... The way it was, whereas there was more black and white.
With one
if
umpire,
a defender was under pressure...
captain's used to umpire.
And there was no out in the full.
With the caps on.
Yeah, exactly.
When there was a defender classified as under pressure and they could rush it freely, there was black and white... Well, more black and white in that, wasn't there? Now... I don't know what's going to happen next week. I don't think one umpire from the other umpire knows. Interpretation will be totally different.
Have you texted your mates this morning or
How hard will it be for those guys? Like, it's a hard enough job as it is. They just make poor grey upon grey upon grey. It's going to do fans' head in this.
Do you think he should have taken off the umpire's gear that he's wearing?
The lime. What I was really interested in is how you told us off here the 3-2-1 that the umpires gave for the Brownlow votes. And I definitely am going to back Steel Sidebottom off the back of that. I didn't think he got the 3.
Mick is obviously joking. I was booted out.
You didn't get to do that bit.
No, it's shock horror. What I did get, though, was to sit in the where the Hayden Kennedy and company sit to watch their umpires in action. You actually find you don't watch any of the game. You're just watching the umpires run around. All the mics are on for the umpires. Ooh. They talk to each other and you can hear the players back chat. Unbelievable, mate. Those umps are parents as much as they are umpires. It is the most thankless job on the face of the planet.
Well, give us some examples.
Well, I can't name names, but safe to say that several players do a lot of whinging.
Really?
A lot of whinging.
Collingwood players? Or?
And not just that, but very clever, like planting the seed. Watch him, he's holding me here, he's pushing me here. Did you see that? It's constant. I was mentally exhausted at the end of the 2 hours, and I did nothing. Oh, these guys.
Did you run backwards out of the room?
That's right.
Did it give you more...
I said, coming back this way, corridor. Get away.
Did it give you more, honestly, serious question, respect for
100%.
Umpires?
100%. And Hayden Kennedy probably put it best when he said, this game is impossible to officiate, not make a mistake. It's all about limiting the damage.
Mm.
And when you see things like scoreboard clocks that now they're taking off and some players have 30, some don't, and then obviously this deliberate rush behind, you know, strengthening, you just have sympathy for the guys who actually have to go out and enforce it because it's bloody hard enough as it is.
Do you think they should be full-time?
Yes. I'm amazed it's not full-time. It pretty much is full-time. These guys have got two jobs. Their review...
They're very smart, though. They're stockbrokers and lawyers. Yep. You can't afford to match the money they're earning at Collins Street.
Yeah, that's maybe not.
But if you get them doing two matches, if we go to four umpires, which they're going to trial again between... It was on the same memo, actually. They're going to trial it...
Was it?
Again between...
What else is on the memo?
I wouldn't mind that memo for tomorrow's paper,
actually. Between round 13 and round 15, they're trialing it again. Mm. Is that out or not?
Is that out?
Another
exclusive.
But we should run the memo in the paper tomorrow, Sammy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you'll have to talk nicely to me and see if I'll pass it on to you. But, rounds 13 to round 15, they're trying it again. But if you had those four umpires, they can surely back up an umpire again on the Sunday, can't they?
Yeah. So
I did say
to the umps, you know, do you do one up game, two games? And they're like, oh, one's enough. Like, the review for that one game goes for days. They're still hearing about that game on a Tuesday.
Is that good that they get reviewed to that extreme?
It has to be good. You can't knock it because we're on the umpires' backs all the time about are they
Hang on,
not
Mick's
doing a good job.
Mick's just taking a call.
Yeah, so I had to answer this. I'm chasing a big story.
What's the story? What are you chasing?
It's up at GWS.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Okay.
Now, enough of umpires because we're in a ratings business.
You're right.
Let's talk about
footy. Hang on, I'll just go back and edit out all that last chat. who should be flag favourite, do you think? Is it your boys, the Giants, Mick, that you're investigating?
I thought you were going to say the Tigers. I was excited there. It probably is after Geelong drank their own bathwater.
Giants flag Giants. Favourites.
Well,
they've never played in a final before. And they're favourites for the premiership.
You don't even believe what you're arguing, Sam.
Of course
you know
I do.
They're favourites.
I don't think they're flag. They shouldn't be.
Sydney and Geelong are
Sydney,
still
but lost to
flag
Richmond
flags.
A week ago.
I
yep.
believe that 100%.
And Geelong lost to Collingwood.
Giants are the best side in it by a mile, aren't they?
No.
How good are they?
Giants are the best side in it by a mile.
They're pretty bloody good side. I've never seen a better side in my life.
Jeez. Get some officiating in here.
I'm deadly serious. They bat
free kick and 50. Come with
they
me.
They are a phenomenon.
The producer's away, and look what happens. I've never seen a better side in my life.
Maybe Brisbane in that triple period. Seriously, these guys are Frankenstein.
And they went back to back to back.
Isn't it the most open? Is this the most open race?
No, no.
Can I just give you a stat on Mixed Boys, the Giants?
Another memo.
Yeah, this was a memo. Since Jeremy Cameron's return, not only are they 5 from 5, they have a percentage of 169 and an average winning margin of 55 points.
So you agree with me then?
Well, if Cameron hadn't have been suspended, you would have thought they would have beaten Melbourne in round one. And they could well have beaten Sydney.
They'll win the flag, won't they, Hutto?
They could be unbeaten.
You must seriously...
I think they've got to be an equal chance to anyone else at this stage. You don't agree, Sam?
Yeah. I just look at it more that you can criticise every single contender at the moment. There's holes in each of them.
Where's the hole in GWS?
They've never played a final before.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? That's got to count for something, doesn't it?
Well, what about
they've
back
never
in 1896 when their first year the teams went in there? Someone had to win the bloody thing. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Talent.
There's a lot of players.
Are they going to get to
never...
the finals? Goes, ooh, yeah, we can't win this.
Well, yeah, probably. No. There's a lot of wait. How many times do you have to see a side crumble under either finals pressure or grand final pressure? It happened to West Coast last year. They melted under.
I guarantee you they'll win it. Well, there you go.
You guarantee.
I guarantee you.
You have officially gone insane.
As long as they don't get injuries.
They'll make top four.
No,
though,
you guaranteed me just then.
Well, if they don't get injuries.
With
no disclaimer. Spotless Stadium, whatever it's called up there, home finals, preliminary final. There'll be 9,600 people there.
Be big, won't it?
Probably will be big.
That is my is it just me,
sorry.
Actually. So thanks for that.
Okay. Well, let's do it now then.
All right.
We've got no producer.
Yeah,
we can go in any order we want.
Well, my is it just me is with GWS's home qualifying final, which we're almost certain it will be come the end of the year given the draw, well, they'll have to get rental crowd in. That you look at their crowd figures every week, 9,000, 10,000. Will the AFL go to every primary school in the west of Sydney and say, here are your free tickets
to
fill
capacity?
This stadium? Is it 26 or
all
something?
All right, so 25,000 Richmond supporters will fly up for that final.
There will be a lot of whoever
just
they play.
Straight over his head.
There will be a lot of whoever they play there, won't they?
Yeah, it'll be Richmond.
Yeah, there will be a lot of whoever
first
they play there.
Fourth.
Won't be Richmond,
no,
I can tell you that.
Oh,
they'll
be
in Vegas.
Have they got a weakness?
No.
Other than on the field I'm talking about?
Tactically speaking.
No. The weakness is they can't get all their good players into their 22.
Well,
there's 28 of them.
You're absolutely right. I mean, they've still got Ryan Phil Davis will come back, obviously, hopefully this week. Ryan Griffin's still got to fit back in the team. Devin Smith. I mean, they lost two players.
They've got some defensive injury issues
during the game on the weekend. And they're still, I know the Dogs were down in personnel going into the game. And I wouldn't necessarily mark the Bulldogs down too much on their performance. I think they didn't have a great day, but they still showed that they're a very good team. So,
would Taylor Adams get a game for GWS?
It's a really good question.
We'll answer it.
He would get some games, whether it be in their absolute best 22. I don't know.
No, he wouldn't be. Treloar would be. But they've been brilliant, the Giants, at the way they've gone about this list build. And it's scary. It really is scary.
So, I'm just writing it down now. You guarantee they will win.
If they don't lose Cameron and...
No, you've guaranteed.
Heath Shaw and these guys.
The guarantees don't
How
have
How good's
riders.
Heath Shaw going? All Collingwood people out there must be thrilled. 210 super coach points.
Put them in order then, as they speak.
What?
As we speak.
GWS, Geelong, Sydney and Richmond. They're the four.
Geelong,
you got
number
Geelong
one
on top.
Yeah, I just think.
Were you worried about what you saw last?
No, they would have been up for a long time. A few interstate trips.
You weren't watching the game though. You were watching the umpires.
I did manage to tune out a few times actually, and it's amazing that no one mentioned the players.
Crazy
at all,
by Collingwood.
Yeah, I just think they didn't turn up on the weekend. It's a little anomaly.
Yep.
I still think Geelong are the premiership favourites, and I'd still have Hawthorn right in the mix. Haven't given up on the Hawks. North Melbourne. And somewhere around there, I'd have GWS.
Gee. Well, you're always slow to come around to these things.
Am I?
I reckon they're red hot favourites
right now. You pilloried me for a couple of years, and I said Freo, and you finally came around. So I'm telling you now that...
But to go with your argument, because you're right, in normal times, a side on the rise would probably need to have a few lost finals, blah, blah, blah. But this is not a normal thing. This is a science experiment.
One thing I thought you might have come back at me with is what you should have come back at me with is the players that they've so shrewdly recruited from other clubs have a lot of experience.
Lots of experience, yeah.
Lots. Your Shaws, Mumford, your Mumfords, your Griffin's played a lot of finals. Stevie J's played in a lazy three premierships.
Yep.
There's more I've probably missed.
So you agree with me?
No.
Callum Ward's played finals, but not a lot.
How good is he going?
Yeah. Oh.
He is a cement truck, isn't he? You just can't stop him.
And really, them and the Suns, they'll be compared forever and a day, as we've spoken about on this podcast before, but never has it been more galling for the Suns and the apparent mistakes they made with their list build, and not just with their initial build, but with the players that they brought into that footy club.
Well, on that, did Gary Ablett, Mark McClure, said that they should trade him out, one of your Fox mates, Hutto?
What would they get for him, though?
We were talking about this earlier. I don't think they'd get a heck of a lot at the moment.
You wouldn't match the salary, would you, for a start?
Guys would have to be prepared to 32? Take a bit of a cut, and the Suns would have to be prepared to pay some of
but
his
is,
cap.
Would the Suns be the ones thinking, let's just get rid of this bloke and try and get something for him because he's in our next premiership side?
Imagine, though, if he got right at the end of the season and comes out next year and has a Brownlow winning year and the Cats
That's
have
the
got Dangerfield. Selwood! Abbott!
That's the thing. You know where he could go is GWS, Gary Ablett.
Oh, yeah.
No.
They've got room in the cap. They get an extra $2 million a year, don't forget. They got Phil Scully in their cap. That's how well they're going.
He won't go anywhere.
He's 64.
He won't go anywhere, are they, surely?
No, I think probably
they're
not.
They're in a mess.
Seems we've done it. We're doing Is It Just Me? Who did theirs already? You did yours.
I think there'll be some rent-a-crowd and freebie tickets for the Giants' home qualifying final.
That's a ridiculous comment.
What about you, Mick?
Is it just me, or could Buddy Franklin renegotiate his contract? The one that he's, the 10 year.
How?
Well, with all this new money that's coming in.
What,
with
up?
The seat up. Well, why not? I mean, by the time.
Another year on the end?
Maybe not another year, but he's.
Well, you're not getting paid enough?
It's only $1 million a year. I reckon he's worth more than that, Buddy. When the new CBA comes in with all this cash, they might just say. No, let's give you a bit more cash.
Well, the only way they would do that is if they reduced the length of his contract, I would have thought.
Yes, and are they allowed to do that?
It's a good question, actually.
Thank you.
What do you think the answer is?
The AFL got their pants pulled down on the Franklin deal, so I think they'd probably not want to help out there. But interesting, I might make a few inquiries on that one.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, yeah, like it. Good. Yeah. Okay, Hutto.
Is it just me, or is some kind of send-off rule inevitable?
Yes, well, I hope not.
It is inevitable.
Because I can't stand the notion.
Why?
I think there's enough dissentive for players belting other players.
Are you talking as an umpire person here, or is it...
Look, surely you get rubbed out for 4 weeks.
We just don't know which hat he has on these days. He's taken off...
You want to saddle the umpires up with another responsibility.
He's taken off the Carlton tie and suit.
Exactly.
And now he's put on the umpires...
My part-time umpires have got enough to worry about with whether they whip out a red card or a yellow card.
It won't be up to the umpires.
Who will it be up to?
The
bunker.
The reviewer.
Because we're going to have an NFL.
We have it
NRL
goes to the video.
It goes upstairs and they decide whether the player gets sent off or not.
Incidentally, at the risk of just diverting ever so quickly here, I promise it'll be swift. They showed me the video bunker on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
It is the size.
Of
it's about 3 metres by 3 metres, boiling hot. And one of the blokes in there said prison cells are bigger than this. It was tiny and all these monitors
smell?
And four blokes in there. Oh, it would be woofy by the last quarter.
That's equalisation, mate.
Yeah, it's not right.
Well,
anyway.
If you had one. Right, obviously Hall would be sent off for the Staker hit.
Yep.
But can you name one other incident that you've seen in 20
Well, clearly
years?
We're talking about Jonas.
He wouldn't be sent off for that.
Well, this is the thing. More grey. What do you know, Hutto? More grey upon grey. So
well,
more interpretation.
I think
he was sent off unfairly. He should have been sent off.
I think the reason that it is now worthy of debate is the whole concussion thing. Because players are now, like Buntine on the weekend, off, gone, done for the day.
Let me ask you this.
In the past, they would have come back.
For a player to be sent off,
contact sport.
For a player to be sent off, do the player he strike or offend have to be ruled out for the game?
No way.
To make it legitimate.
Well, I think so, yeah.
But then you have blokes not going in for the ball because I'm worried I'm going to knock a guy out.
If he's ruled out from concussion
a thug act.
And you can't name one thug act other than Hall and Stoker in 20 years. Not one. Maybe Vickery on Cox.
So you're pretty much backing up my...
No, I'm saying it's unnecessary. We don't need it.
No, I agree. And it just makes it more difficult.
But it's come up because of Jonas, which was an accident.
On accident, you reckon?
Well,
you
didn't thought that was a mistake. Out.
But he did knock him out.
It was careless or reckless. It was not intentional.
He meant to get him in the head.
They lost that player. It could... We're not even talking about a thug act. We're talking about something where the opposition loses the player because of concussion. They won't bring them back on. No, Brad Johnson had an interesting suggestion rather than a send-off rule that if your team's act causes, and the reviewers show, causes the player to be gone for the day via concussion.
That's what I asked, yeah.
You lose rotations. So you lose, say, 10 rotations or whatever one player is equal to.
No. Because that's bad for the health of the other players on the ground because they can't rest and they'll rip their car.
No, but it's bad. Well, for instance,
every action has a reaction. Yeah, you obviously missed that science class.
For instance,
year 8.
I'm just trying to think of some disparaging
You can't.
Word.
You can't. Not.
For instance, Poindexter.
He has a go at me, doesn't he? Like that. Look at him.
No, but you cannot class. Take away...
E equals MC. On the weekend,
just ridiculous.
On the weekend, I think GWS had something like, I'm quoting Jono here, which is a worry, but they ended up with 70-odd rotations and the Dogs had the full 90. So losing a player, and that they lost too, but I mean...
So all the guys who are on the bench at the time have to stay there for the rest of the game? Is that what you're saying?
What are you saying?
Well, if there's no rotation, this is the most ridiculous idea.
No, not at all. It's just, instead of 90, it's back to 80 or whatever it is, so that you're not as you're not disadvantaged. Okay. Anyway, right. It's Jono's idea. He's stupid. I told him I'd give it a run, and if you didn't like it, then I'd give it the flick. If you liked it, I'd just claim it as mine.
Look, common sense. It was an accident, Jonas. You'll get his month. It wasn't intentional.
Mick's record on tribunal matters isn't great. It's been proven.
It's not a send-off.
It's been proven.
Not a send-off, was it? Would you send a guy for that?
Okay, so the send-off rules in.
That's close.
It's borderline. It comes back to what I'm saying. It'd be more grey if you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
But they have it in all other levels of footy, don't they?
And in soccer, there's an outrage every time it happens because it was unfair, it wasn't worth it, it was worth it.
But they don't use video.
I don't use video, but I don't know if video is going to clear it up, is it?
Well, it doesn't have
to. It's a matter of interpretation.
It's not like they're giving you 4 weeks, they're just giving you the rest
of
the game.
And does he get rubbed out too?
No, that would then be decided.
There's
later,
no such thing.
Thought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Stephen May.
Anyway, let's move on.
Steph Martin, would you send him off for that?
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah, that was a dog.
But hang on, you just said you didn't want to send off for
if it existed.
Oh, my Lord.
No, I don't want it, but he's asking me, would you
we're
send
still
him
on
off?
Air.
Ben, where are you?
He asked me a question.
Sam.
Let's talk some...
There's flogs in here. I'm sick of this.
Talk about the Richmond game.
It's like we're just doing this and there's no one recording, isn't it? let's talk the Richmond game. No, we'll come to that. Let's talk quickly through some of the games. Sydney and Hawthorn.
Shocking game.
Tipped it.
Hawthorn, I tipped it.
Just thought the Hawks would be a bit flat, and they were. And it begs the question.
Oh, no.
And it's my Beacon Rewind. I'm just rolling everything right,
we're going,
in right
we're doing
now.
Beacon Rewind now.
Beacon Rewind, all the clubs who never tagged Sam Mitchell would have their time over again. And for that matter, Joel Selwood, Levi Greenwood's job. I would say tagging, if it's not back, it should be back. Because the job on Sam Mitchell, that was his worst game in about 3 years. Hawthorne possibly still won the midfield battle, I thought. But you take a player like that out of the game, it's absolutely critical.
It's particularly effective with Hawthorn, though, isn't it? Because Mitchell is their gun, and they don't probably have that.
Sometimes we overcomplicate the game. Stop that one of their best players getting it. It has to go a long way, doesn't it?
Their back midfield's probably... You might have said this a couple of weeks ago, Hutto, that the Hawks' midfield's just not up to it anymore.
Well, I think I did say something along those lines.
Maybe not as brutal, but I think they're struggling. The
Gibson
Hawks.
Had a quiet one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Gibson's the other one. He's the other one they can put time into and do it effectively. So I certainly wouldn't have Hawthorn. I mean, you've got to respect them at the MCG if they get there in finals.
No, it's over.
They're putting a lot on Bruce and Gunston at the moment, aren't they? They've got to do a lot of work.
Yeah, Sicily started really brightly, didn't he?
Took a great grab.
Did take a great grab, but then missed. So if he just can get to that next level for him, it will probably go a long way. But you wouldn't want to play Hawthorn, even if they finish eighth. I mean, you would not want to play Hawthorn.
No, but they're on the decline.
Well, Beacon Rewind is Jonathan Segler.
Oh, yeah.
That decision and the actual execution of it to handball back. The teammate wasn't even looking and didn't even know it was coming in, was surrounded by four other Swans. have your time again.
How's the way it ended, that Buddy 80-metre blast to
love,
the city end?
We love Buddy.
How good was that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's the best.
I was a bit flat, actually, about that.
Why?
I wasn't calling it.
Oh, yeah. Do you get call envy when you see him next to another commentator and he gets the big moment?
Yeah, you do when it's Buddy.
Yeah. You get upset.
But you did the ones running down the wing with the... Who was the bomber player? Couldn't get him?
Hooker.
You did those. Didn't
did
you?
That did 13. Yeah. Tassie?
Did that one. I think you did that one.
You wanted that one. You probably mentioned that during the ad break, that if he does go to 13.
He was the only caller in that game.
We don't have an ad break.
Oh, you don't? Quarter break.
Yeah, I thought you meant here. We don't have an ad break.
No, we just roll straight through live here.
All right, let's move on. Collingwood and Geelong, you didn't think it was an issue, Sammy?
Oh, no, it's an issue, but I wouldn't read too deeply in it if I was a Geelong supporter, I wouldn't be overly worried. I mean, been up for a long time, a couple of interstate trips. Yes, they were flat as a pancake, first half especially. Got back in the game. If there was one little issue I'd be slightly worried about, it's the finishing. You can't have your best player missing a set shot from 10 metres out.
Has he got a mental issue, Patrick?
Well, something's going on there because he's kicking, what, a 20%, is it, set
something
shots
like that,
this year?
Yeah.
3-10 or whatever.
You'd back
it is,
him to get over that, though, wouldn't you, really?
You would. He's too good a player, and Geelong's too good a side. So I wouldn't read too much into that for the Cats. However, for the Pies, really encouraging, wasn't it?
Massive.
And they got some players back, and there's a bit of verve in there now.
Oh, there is. Yeah, oh, they were real. I mean, their midfield, that's what we talked about in the preseason, didn't we? We actually saw it in action on the weekend.
Yep.
Crisp
all the players
back
up.
To his best.
Crisp, yeah, back to his best.
And Adams has made, you talk about Adams earlier, he has made a difference coming back into that side. Varco's pace just gives him a little bit of something.
So Buckley talk's all gone now, hasn't it? Yeah. He's no longer on the chopping block.
Jeez, he was testy.
Oh, yeah, he's not a media lover, let's face
it. No, it almost goes
He's
so
very
far.
Good in the media, but he's very cynical of the media.
Yeah, and fair enough, too, because if you know the people that operate in it, you would not like them.
You're so
self-depreciating, aren't you?
You're referring to our host again.
No. Just the majority of the... No, they're all good people. No, but Bucks, you know, he has copped it. He's been under the pump for a couple of weeks.
They're all good people. He has. No, it's predictable. Even the way he answered Robbo's question last week on 360 about relief.
Robbo. Jared called them a development team. I don't think he liked that.
I do have to have a laugh, though, quickly, if I can just mention. Buckley was on radio on Sunday on Mick's other commitment. And this particular radio station put, I reckon, must have been a heap of editing into this fancy intro on Nathan Buckley. And it was all...
It was good.
...surmising the roller coaster lifestyle.
All talkback callers and...
All the talkback callers from a few weeks ago. Buckley's got to go. Oh, I'm sick of him. You know, our loyalty's costing us. Then to now, I'm so glad they've stood by Buckley. I take it all back. Buckley's such a legend. Their boys are doing a great job. After about 7 minutes of this, I went to Nathan. What about this roller coaster season? And you must be, you're on the up. Well, I don't live in that world. I don't just completely bury them, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's not the president of the United States. I think we take ourselves a bit too seriously.
Where's the colour, though, Bucks? You know, just entertain
just
us.
Yeah, just go with it and enjoy it. You had a great win. Yeah.
Right. What about Cloakie? Is he coming back or not?
Well,
don't think so.
Not for Collingwood. If he played anywhere, it'd be somewhere else.
They gave him a standing ovation down there at the Holden Centre, actually, when he came off. 4-2, three very accurate set shots first quarter, but...
He'll be back.
I don't think he will be this
Mason week. Cox is a gun. Well,
and if you listen
gun,
to read between the lines
exciting.
Of Bucks...
Settle down.
Sorry, yeah. He's an interesting development player.
Yeah.
Cox.
Is that the biggest reverse lights I've ever seen? He's a gun. He's an interesting development player.
That's where, you know, Mick...
Look, he took a running bounce and kicked a goal. I don't know.
It was fantastic.
All over the place, Mick, isn't he?
He's a gun. it's a great story. No doubt about that. Gold Coast and Adelaide, not much to report
there.
Pretty much predictable other than Tony Cochrane talking about radio interviews.
That was a good one by you,
on
boys.
My station.
That was well done by you.
In blood.
In blood. It was bizarre. Some of his language was bizarre.
I think he's what they need up there, though. A bit of relevance.
He's been in the motorsport industry.
Smelling a bit of petrol fuels.
Could we say sort of... I won't say it.
No.
What? Say it.
No.
You don't rate him?
Oh, no. I don't rate him or not rate him. I just...
you must
just
have
a
an opinion,
different unit.
Was he harsh on Guy McKenna?
He was honest. Sorry.
Excuse me.
He went to pick up his pen and he forgot and he kept talking.
He was honest.
God, he's loose.
And you can only... Say what you believe. You should try it in the media.
Does he have a point? Not a go at Guy at all. It's a go at, should they have started AFL, with a rookie coach, or should they have gone for someone with experience?
I just...
Well, look at the GWS. He made a good point. Kevin Sheedy set this thing up at the Frankenstein, and Gold Coast, not so good. But Bluey, I think Worsfold came out and defended him.
He did, yeah, as you'd expect.
The word I'm looking for Tony Cochran is he's a bit rough around the edges, isn't he?
He's Gold
Coast. He's not polished. He's Gold Coast. That's exactly, and he's Gold Coast and his V8s, isn't he? But one thing I was told before he came in was that someone at the Sun said, "This bloke, just wait for him. He's going to be different, and he's just what we need." So he just fits perfectly.
A few wins.
They need someone though that's going to spice it up a bit off field. They need. Yeah.
So I think Ede and Scotty Clayton have done some sort of presentation to the board in the last
in blood
week or so, and it was interesting to hear that he endorsed Rodney and endorsed Scotty Clayton, who obviously Scotty was involved in all the whole setting up and the recruiting.
Involved?
So, well, yeah, was running it. So, yeah.
How does he look with that now, Scotty?
He's got a lot of injuries at the moment.
Yeah, you can't judge their form at the moment. It is actually impossible.
We still do.
You can't judge it at the moment. If they had 15 players out on the weekend, if you took that out of any team, that'd be no good.
Being mischievous.
West Coast and Port, we've discussed the main element out of that. Eagles just needed to win. They did. Yep. They were okay. Port were, they had a bit of a crack, particularly once Gaff was off the ground.
Better.
If they'd lost their rotations, it might have made it.
No doubt.
10, just 10 of them.
Would have had a significant difference.
But if it was a bigger hit, it would have been 12. They would have
and let's get on to this game, because I really want to talk about
this. North and Carlton?
Yeah. Nah. What happened, Sam?
Just outclassed. You know, we built them up, and Brendan Bolton was the messiah, and then this is what happens.
That was going to happen.
It was always going to happen, wasn't it?
Yeah. You did a great story on Brendan Bolton on the weekend, I've got to say, Sam, about his background.
But thank you, Mick.
Did a Carlton official refer to Mick Malthouse as Darth Vader?
That is true. That is true, but technically speaking, he's 100% right, because they printed those T-shirts. He was Darth Vader. I thought about it afterwards. So I got off the phone and thought, I cannot believe he caught... Oh, hang on. Actually, yeah, he was Darth Vader. He agreed to it. But
good quote.
Yeah, look, if there's a side you don't want to lose your tools against, it's North Melbourne. And
I was fascinated to hear Boomer Harvey say after that game, the North Carlton, that Patrick Cripps, who does stand at 195 centimetres, would become one of the all-time great centre-half forwards. It was an odd comment. But he's only 1 centimetre shorter than Matty Richardson.
Isn't he taller than Wayne Carey as well?
I think he would be, because Richo is massive.
Mm.
So you've got a good one there, Sammy.
Yeah, well, we know that.
Well, he was leading the league in clearances going into this... into this round.
No, the Blues won time in forward half by nearly 12 minutes. That is a domination. But they just don't have the cattle to finish.
There's just no way that they can score.
They don't have the polish or the cattle at the moment to let alone without Cruiser out of the side. So probably a predictable little letdown for the Blues.
First serious test, would you say, this Friday night?
No, well, they've beaten Adelaide, they've beaten the Dogs. Probably the most difficult game, though, certainly. Sydney at the SCG, back in form. We're going to learn a little bit more about North Melbourne, finally.
Sydney are the favourites, overwhelming for that game. Who do you think wins North?
I think North will win, because I saw a few cracks when Richmond beat Sydney, particularly in their defence, and I reckon North will beat them.
Yeah. I'll go Sydney at the SCG, because Mick's right, the defence does have issues, but those defenders, Grundy and Richards, they're slow, but they're wise, they're canny, they know the smaller dimensions of the SCG, they cut the angles.
Did Richards definitely play next week, though? He's had lots of concussions.
He has, hasn't he? You're right. It didn't look good, did it? But he jogged off.
Who do you like, Hutto?
Who would know?
Well, I think I'm going to tip North.
If they get it in there enough... They're really put the
heat on.
It's
a 50-50. It's a beauty. It's a great game.
Love Hanbury. I reckon he's a jet.
Got to be a Brownlow chance, Hanbury, at this stage. Richmond and Freo, probably don't need to talk about that one too much.
Boring.
Sammy?
Boring.
Okay. Yeah. Melbourne and... Okay. Say whatever you want, Mick. Let us know when you're finished.
What do you boys think about Richmond?
Are
they doing the right thing compared to what Freo are doing, which is putting the queue in the rack and tanking?
Tanking.
Should Richmond have done that?
No. Tanking.
You know, like
absurd.
And I don't like work it. For Collingwood to get Pendlebury.
Didn't work very well for a couple of other clubs, though, did it?
Melbourne didn't work that well for.
Carlton didn't work that well for.
What about Cochin? Just a reasonable game first back. 39.
Might keep the helmet. The helmet's all
working
the helmet
for
boys are going well.
Hey, it's like having a beard these days. You just salute every time.
Dusty's a good player, isn't he?
How many games will Freo win this year?
I tipped them, actually, to beat Richmond. I keep waiting for that breakthrough win. They're too good a side.
I'm going to say none. They'll win one game.
So, I'm going to say two.
So Mick's gone with the Giants to win being a certainty.
Guaranteed.
Yep. And Freo not to win a game this year.
Well, two things that will come back to bite him massively.
Well, I don't think they want to win, so...
No, they'll win a game. They'll probably win two. It could be a matter of they win one and they go on a little bit of a mini dynasty.
Thanks, Mick.
Who said that?
Anyway, Melbourne, right. Do we learn much out of Melbourne's win over Brisbane?
Just expected.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good.
They had quite a few out, really, Melbourne yesterday over you know, well, I guess so they can certainly improve on their team significantly. Tyson didn't
play. Petrarca looks the goods.
He does, yeah.
I really like, he's a good size. Jesse Hogan kicked another five. You just worry whether he's going to go home or not. But
Is he really going to go home and play for Freo at the moment?
Well,
it's not a great advertisement.
No.
Or the dollars not. Speak louder than...
No. But, and Brisbane had a crack because they've been under the pump and I was at that game and I thought they got within 21 points in the third quarter. Mm. But,
they just couldn't kick a goal, could they? Nah. They had about four or five shots in a row. It's a big, long way back for the Brisbane Lions at the moment. The Giants and the Dogs we've discussed pretty much at length at the top of the show. And St Kilda and Essendon. Even at half time, I was a little bit concerned for the Saints. I thought...
Yeah. They had a crack, didn't they?
Yeah, and the Bombers were just annoying them the footy. But it is exciting what we saw with McCartan. The way he and Bruce and Membry combined together. But he's a big boy, Paddy, isn't he? And he can powerful kick.
He's coming on. He's come on a bit.
It's exciting.
His first 8 or 9 weeks, hasn't he? It is exciting. Membry's been great value.
Mm.
And Bruce, we know, is a tremendous athlete. I tell you what, it's exciting if you can get three of those guys to come on. We know they've got some young, exciting mids. It's all there, isn't it, for the Saints?
Well, they need some exciting...
Patience.
They need some defence as well. And probably another...
Carlisle
will come back in. They need a class... At least one or two, probably two class midfielders, I think.
Bombers?
Can't get them easily.
Just making out the number. Matty D was good. I kept him on the field as Supercoach, Sammy.
He should never have been. He should never have been lost to the game, that bloke. But what happened at Richmond?
Yeah. Well, he plays that half-back role where they brought in Yaron and they got Hooley and, yeah.
No, I like him.
He's a good solid player. But
does he hang around?
Yeah, I think he probably will. Yeah. I think he... Who else of the top-ups would get a Guernsey brand?
Really liked Hartley's...
Yeah, he'll stay. He's good. Yeah.
I mean, it's worked out beautifully for him from a selfish point of
Tipper's
view.
Tipper's a gun, isn't he?
Tipper's a great player, shown a bit. What about the two elder cats? In their minds, I think they're just in it for the 1 year.
Yeah.
But
no,
I'd think about Kelly, I reckon, if he wants to.
Because he's on the record as saying, this is going to be it. Mm. But, you know, who would know?
Depends what they're getting paid this year,
what do you think?
Whether they'd still be allowed to get that next year or not. Because they probably wouldn't. So.
Do you reckon the Hurley thing's a bit iffy?
I think the Hurley thing is iffy, very much.
In which way?
I don't know which way it's going to go, but I think it's a long way from being decided. Yeah. From what I understand, I think he certainly had strong offers from Richmond potentially, and Melbourne's been talked about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand he's a fair way away in his mind from agreeing to what the numbers Essendon are talking about.
He'd be good
at
Richmond, wouldn't he, with Rance and Hurley back there?
Oh, he'd be a great pickup.
Doggies who wouldn't mind him either.
Yeah. And what about Jobe? Will he retire? Great story he got there, Sam, too, making coffees in New York.
Tell you what.
He'd been chasing that for 6 weeks.
Yeah. I had every man in Australia lie to me that Joe was going to make coffee. Nah, not happening, mate. It's rubbish.
As if he'd make a latte.
Oh,
he's on
good on you, mate. Oh, you know the visa restrictions over there? Oh, come on, get a clue, mate. And then bang.
Bang.
Having to make coffee. Nothing.
Who broke the yarn in the end?
Brendan Goddard on the Footy Show.
Oh, that's all right.
Nothing irritates you more from a journalist's perspective as blatant lies. And not just one lie, but told to you repeatedly. Anyway, that's my little gripe, and no one else will give us stuff. But
no, they won't.
That's okay. We know where he's making the coffee, so brace.
I got the leak memo. That's all I care about.
Brace yourself for a nice picture, maybe dream time at the G, timing of Essendon playing and Joe pouring a long macchiato.
Do you know where he's pouring coffee?
Yes.
Which is the place?
Well, we won't say it here, but it's Midtown New York.
Yeah.
He'll definitely have a beanie
on. No, because I went to all the... one of the Aussie ones?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know the guy who...
Nick Stone.
Yeah, Nick Stone.
It's not Nick Stone.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Not bad places, that's when you
okay.
there. Next time. Anyway, that's it. Super Footy Podcast, done and dusted, undisciplined
One of
edition.
Our best ever.
It's now it's
some gonna, big things have come out of this one, though.
It's going to be labelled as the undisciplined edition.
It's going to be labelled as GWS guaranteed to win the flag and Freo won't win a game. I can't wait for them both to not come true.
It's going to become your Freo, isn't it? It's the thing we refer to each week.
With a notable difference, though. Mick's bitten off more than he can chew here.
All right, well, join us again for the next exciting episode next week on the Super Footy Podcast. You can send us your tweets, but we've got we need someone to help us find them at hashtag SuperFootyPod. iTunes and all the usual methods to make sure you get that for next week's Super Footy Podcast. See you then.